We really have to spend all of our time talking with you about what to do with underwater property in Chapter 13. And what we're going to suggest to you is that there are three separate approaches that you might want to consider. Surrender investing is one. Another is using the property to pay the secured claim of the mortgage holder. And the third is to find a way to sell the property even though it's underwater. So we're going to talk about each one of those.
Yeah, and I think just to kind of flag the code provisions, in this first option, we're talking about a combination of 1325A5C, which is the surrender provision, and 1322A9. That's the vesting provision. So those two can work together, and we're going to talk about kind of how these cases have come out. The second option, that pay option, we'll call it the dirt for debt option,
right,
is really a different combination of code sections. It's 1325A5B, the payment version of that, and 1322B8. Okay, so different set of code provisions working. And then the last one is really 363. And there are different variations there, but it could be 363B, it could be 363F. There might be limitations to that, but those are the code sections.
And we'll be highlighting those code sections as we go along. But why do we have a problem here? The problem is simple. If the value of a home is less than the balance of the mortgage, the debtor generally has trouble selling it. Certainly outside of bankruptcy, it's going to be pretty tough to sell that house. Many times, the debtor cannot continue to live in the house. Their job might have been transferred, or, as in a case I'm working on, the house may have become incapable of supporting life. Hurricane Sandy wipes it out.